They sang, they prayed, they watched an amazing video testimony of one of the band members. They listened to a devotional message from Max Dominic, and they sang some more. Eventually, they met in the fellowship hall, eating snacks and breaking off into smaller groups. Madeline found herself talking to Elena Dominic, Max's wife. Elena wore a loose linen dress over her obviously pregnant belly. A green scarf tied around her head beautifully accented her coffee-colored skin. That was an amazing band, Madeline said to the dynamic woman. They had become fast friends over the last year.
Yes, they're all music students who got together last semester. How blessed we are that they're part of our team now.
As she rubbed at her side, Max and Joe walked up. You feeling okay? Max asked, concern in his voice.
I'm fine. No worries. Just really thirsty and yet tired of having to pee every 5 minutes.
She pointed at Joe.
What will you do with the storm then, Captain Westcott?
Madeline let her curiosity overtake good manners.
What do you mean? Joe lives on a boat,
Elena clarified.
Much too big of a boat to get out of the water.
Madeline felt stupid. She'd heard that Joe lived on a boat, but had forgotten.
That's not entirely true, Joe retorted. I could get it out of the water, but with the storm threatening the entire coast from Panama City to the Delta, I probably couldn't find anyone free to do it.
Madeline thought of the storms she'd experienced in her life.
What will you do then?
He casually shrugged. She tried to go along with the thought that if he didn't appear concerned, she shouldn't feel concerned either, but it proved difficult having seen the Florida coastline after a hurricane. They still don't know the track. I can either sail out of the way and come back when the storm passes, or I can pack up what I don't want to lose and just pray. Madeline ran her tongue over her teeth. If she felt stupid a minute ago, she set herself up to feel really dumb now.
Red-headed Westcott from Providence, Rhode Island. Living on a big boat. Are you by chance a Westcott, Marine Westcott?
The angry flash in his eye surprised her.
How would you know that?
Max laughed out loud. She pinned you down, brother. Unsure of the source of the unnatural vehemence she heard in his tone, she held up a hand.
Just curious, honestly. My father once bought and sold a boat manufacturing company in Boston. He used it to help me see the paperwork trail of the flipping of a company like that. I remember, in Boston anyway, they like to think they're somewhat of a business rival. That's all. I know there's a couple of sons among the brothers who own Westcott Marine. Are you one of the sons?
Viscoli. His eyes narrowed.
Madeline Viscoli. So that would be the same Viscoli Enterprises that saved Elohim Boats from bankruptcy?
With a grin, she confirmed.
Yes. It was just Walter's watercraft when Papa bought it. Small world, huh?
Oh, yeah. Small world. His voice lacked any detectable emotion. Then his eyes softened a little. Elohim makes very nice boats. Sleek and elegant, but sturdy and sound. Walter's built solid boats, but Elohim creates distinction.
So does Westcott, Mr. Joe Westcott.
He cocked his head. His voice went back to monotone. Think so? I guess, maybe.
While he stared at her, as if examining something fascinating, a thought occurred to her. I don't get it. If you're a Westcott Marine Westcott, then you should have plenty of access to transport for your boat that's too large to get out of the water, right?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? He asked rhetorically, his voice remaining even, his smile forced. Then he stepped back and glanced at Elena and Max. I'm going to call it a night, friends.